invite the supernatural family forward. As you witness this baptism, take hold of your own baptism and your daily return to the font by again renouncing the devil and confessing faith in the triune God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dearly beloved, Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you." In the last chapter of Mark, our Lord promises, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved." And the Apostle Peter has written, "Baptism now saves you." The Word of God also teaches that we are all conceived and born sinful and are under the power of the devil until Christ claims us as his own. "Therefore, depart, you unclean spirit, and make room for the Holy Spirit in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." Receive the sign of the Holy Cross both upon your forehead and upon your heart, to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. Receive the sign of the Holy Cross both upon your forehead and upon your heart, to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. Receive the sign of the Holy Cross both upon your forehead and upon your heart, to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, according to your strict judgment, you condemned the unbelieving world through the flood. Yet according to your great mercy, you preserved believing Noah and his family, 8 souls in all. You drowned hard-hearted Pharaoh and all his host in the Red Sea, yet led your people Israel through the water on dry ground, foreshadowing this washing of your holy baptism. Through the baptism in the Jordan of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, you sanctified and instituted all waters to be a blessed flood and a lavish washing away of sin. We pray that you would behold Adeline Nicole, Emily Marie, and Kaylee Ann, according to your boundless mercy, and bless them with true faith by the Holy Spirit, that through this saving flood all sin in them, which has been inherited from Adam, and which they themselves have committed since, would be drowned and die. Grant that they be kept safe and secure in the holy ark of the Christian Church, being separated from the multitude of unbelievers and serving your name at all times with a fervent spirit and a joyful hope, so that with all believers in your promise, they would be declared worthy of eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
They brought young children to Jesus that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." And he took them up in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord preserve your coming in and your going out from this time forth and even forevermore. Adeline Nicole, Emily Marie, Kaylee Ann, do you renounce the devil?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, I renounce him.
Do you renounce all his works?
Yes, I renounce him.
Do you renounce all his ways?
Yes, I renounce them.
Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth?
Yes, I believe.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried? He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead.
Yes, I believe.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting?
Yes, I believe.
Adeline Holt. Adeline Holt, do you want to be that? Adeline Nicole, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Emily? Emily Marie, you want to be baptized. Emily Marie, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Haley Ann, do you want to be baptized?
Yes.
Haley Ann, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting. Amen. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting. Amen. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting.
Amen.
Please stand for prayer. Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God and Father, we thank and praise you that you graciously preserve and enlarge your family and have granted to Adeline Nicole, Emily Marie, and Haley Ann the new birth of holy baptism, and made them members of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and heirs of your heavenly kingdom. We implore you that as they have now become your children, you would keep them in their baptismal grace, that according to your good pleasure, they may faithfully lead godly lives to the praise and honor of your name, and finally, with all your saints, obtain the promised inheritance in heaven, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Peace be with you. We look forward to a new heaven and a new earth.
The hope of righteousness.
O Lord, make me know my end and what is the measure of my days.
Let me know how fleeting I am.
Behold, you have made my days a few handbreadths.
And my lifetime is as nothing before you.
And now, O Lord, for what do I wait?
My hope is in you.
Deliver me from all my transgressions.
Do not make me the scorn of the fool.
Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my cry.
Hold not your peace at my tears.
Oh,
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, so govern our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that ever mindful of your glorious return, we may persevere in both faith and holiness of living. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. The Old Testament reading for the second last Sunday before Advent is from the book of the prophet Daniel, the 12th chapter. Give attention to me, my people, and give ear to me, my nation, for a law will go out from me, and I will set my justice for the light to the peoples. My righteousness draws near, my salvation has gone out, and my arms will judge the peoples. The coastlands hope for me, and for my arm they wait. Lift up your eyes to the heavens and look at the earth beneath, for the heavens vanish like smoke. The earth will wear out like a garment, and they who dwell in it will die in like manner. But my salvation will be forever, and my righteousness will never be dismayed. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The reading from the letters is from the letter of St. Jude. But you, beloved, build yourselves up in your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. And have mercy on those who doubt. Save others by snatching them out of the fire. To others, show mercy with fear, hating even the garment stained by the flesh. Now to him who was able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, in the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all times and now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
According to St. Mark, the 13th chapter. In those days, Jesus said, after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts out its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But concerning that day or that hour, no one knows. Not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard. Keep awake, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his servants in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to stay awake. Therefore, stay awake. For you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or when the cock crows, or in the morning, lest he come suddenly and find you asleep. And what I say to you, I say to all, stay awake. This is the gospel of the Lord. We confess our faith. He shall come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
As the lightning flashes from east to west, the Son of Man will come in his Father's glory with his holy angels to reward everyone according to what each has done. He will come like a thief in the night. One will be taken and the other left.
I believe in the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
The skies will disappear with a roar, the elements will disintegrate in the heat, and the earth and everything on it will be burned.
I believe in the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
He will send his angels with a loud trumpet call and gather his chosen from the four winds. We will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air.
I believe in the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
We will all stand before Christ's judgment seat. Each of us will give an account of himself to God.
I believe in the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
He will say to those on his left, depart from me, you who are cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels.
I believe in the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
He will say to those on his right, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the creation of the world.
I believe in the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
He will change our lowly bodies to be like his own glorious body. We shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
I believe in the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
We look for new heavens and a new earth, the home of righteousness. Then the righteous shall shine like the sun in their Father's kingdom, and we shall be with the Lord forever, whose kingdom shall have no end.
I believe in the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Great, we confess, is the mystery of our faith. Jesus died.
Jesus died.
Jesus rose.
Jesus rose.
Jesus will come again. I believe in the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Come with me, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our text from Mark chapter 13. And they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory, and then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. This is our text. It's the end of the world as we know it. After the temple has been destroyed, after wars and disasters have ravaged the earth, after Christians have suffered persecution and martyrdom, and after the gospel has been preached to all nations, then comes the end. When you see these things taking place, Jesus says, you know that it is near. That he is near, at the very gates, closer and closer and closer. Every day, every hour, every minute, every second brings it closer. And yet it's not easy to believe that there will be an end. Some things come and go, it's true. Styles, fads, gadgets, but many things have been around for ages and ages. Many things were here before we were here and will be here long after we leave. There are human artifacts and remnants that date back centuries, even millennia. John Hancock's signature, Harvard College, Chartres Cathedral, Roman aqueducts. And then there's the whole natural world, Wachusett, Monadnock, and Mount Washington, the Nashua River and the Atlantic Ocean, the sun, the moon, the North Star, and the Big Dipper. And these things seem like immovable, eternal objects. The lives of men and women pass by, but they remain. Everything just seems to keep going, year after year, round and round, without end. So it's hard to believe that these heavens and earth will stop too. It's hard to believe that their time is limited and their days are numbered. It's hard to believe that the mountains will fall into the heart of the seas and the rivers will cease their roaring and the little stars will give one last twinkle and go out. But they will. The time is coming. God knows how many days he has appointed for each and every one of them, for this creation. The world had a beginning, and this world will have an end. And sometimes it's hard to believe that our lives will end as well. That's especially true when we're young. The young often act like they're indestructible, and in many ways they often seem like they're indestructible. They look ahead and they see a future filled with endless possibilities. But I can tell you right now, for me, at 40, I can already feel time shortening. There's not as much time as I would like there to be, and I can already see that it will run out one day. The sun will be darkened. The moon will not give its light. The stars will be falling from heaven. The powers in the heavens will be shaken. The greater light and the lesser light will have finished their work. Having served their purposes, he who made them will shake them. And with no sun, no moon, no stars, there will be no way to mark times or seasons. So it'll be goodbye to the clock, to the calendar, to our familiar four seasons, to heat and cold and all of that. It will be the end of history. Not the end of history as some have imagined. There was a book published a number of years ago proclaiming that the end of history was upon us, by which it meant the ultimate economic, social, and political system, when human life will have reached its apex and will just move along hummingly forever and ever. No, this will be the end of those things too. The end of economics and society and politics as we know it. I think I just heard someone sigh with relief. St. Paul said that the whole creation groans as it waits for the end. And maybe you groan too, outwardly or inwardly. Maybe you groan with sorrow, with sickness, with anxiety and stress. Maybe you groan with sin and shame. Maybe you groan with responsibility and burden and sleepless nights. Can you imagine what it will be like when all of that ends? Because that will end too. Now, to be clear, Jesus isn't talking about the sun simply burning out or the clock just winding down as if everything will come to a natural end. God is the one who set all things in motion at the beginning with his word, and God is the one who will bring all things to their end as well, a supernatural end. Our times, our sun, our moon, our stars, our mountains, our rivers, all of it is in his hands. The Son of Man, our Lord Jesus Christ, will come. He will come again. He will come not this time in a manger, not on a cross, not even in water or in bread and wine, but he will come in glory and in power. And then the world will recognize him. They will see him at last. Many will see him whom they despised, persecuted, and disbelieved. Every eye will see him, and every tongue shall confess, and every knee, every single knee, whether they bend now or not, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. Jesus will return in his glorified body. And we will recognize him too. Even though we have never seen him here in the flesh, we will know him. Because we will see the one who died for us and shed his blood for the forgiveness of our sins. We'll see the one who came to us in the water of holy baptism like he did today to Adeline, Emily, and Kaylee. We will see the one who comes in with and under the bread and wine with his true body and true blood. Yes, we may not have seen him with our eyes yet, but we know him. We know him by these means of grace. We know him by his word, and we know that we have nothing to fear. I know it's frightening to think of the sun and the moon and the stars and everything being burned up with fire, but we have nothing to fear because our sins have been forgiven. We have nothing to fear because the devil has been cast down. We have nothing to fear because our Lord has defeated and overcome death. He's like the man who went into a burning building to save us. He knew that it was all coming down. He knew it would burn to the ground. And yet he entered this world for us. And he sacrificed his own body to rescue us from destruction. Our Lord will come again in glory. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send out the angels and gather his elect, his chosen ones from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. He will come and he will send out his angels. They will be like harvesters going around the world to gather all believers, both the dead and the living, of all times and places. They will gather us too. We who have been chosen through the blood of Christ, we who have been elected by his word and promises, they will gather us to join all believers forever. And they will bring us, his chosen ones, with them. Our Lord tells us these things so that we might have confidence and hope in him. He does not tell us to frighten us or to scare us, but he tells us to comfort us and reassure us that all things will pass away. Heaven and earth will pass away. But my word, he says, my word will not pass away. There is one thing in this world, one thing in your lives, one thing in our church that will not pass away, and it is the word of our Lord. One thing that will carry us through this created order into eternity, the very word of God. Is it any wonder that Christ encourages us so often to hold fast to his word, to hear it, to learn it, to read and study it, to memorize and learn it? Because his word is eternal, and his word makes eternal. What word? His promises. Words like these: in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Or take heart, son, daughter, your sins are forgiven. Or given and shed for you, for the forgiveness of sins. Or I will never leave you nor forsake you. Or lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age and beyond. We don't know the day or the hour. We don't know when it will be. We wait, we pray for it, we long for it. As Jesus bids, we watch and we stay awake. We are to be ready at all times for our Lord to come again in glory. And there is no better way to be ready for him than to dwell on his word and promises and to hold fast to his gifts. So as you look for the end, as you pray for the end, as you long for the end, as you perhaps are frightened at times by the end, hear his word, hold fast to his promises until the end comes. And here's the last thing to know. The end in Christ will not be the end, but rather a new beginning. When the heavens and the earth pass away, our Lord has promised a new heavens and a new earth, the home of righteousness. The thing that we long for most, the world as we would like it to be, ourselves as we would like ourselves to be, that's what it will be like on that day. Not the end, but the beginning. The beginning of something far better than we can possibly imagine, far greater than anything that we have experienced in this life. The beginning of the endless world to come, where we will dwell with our Lord, and our Lord will dwell with us. So remember this, dear friends, dear Christians. The end is coming, and after that, the beginning. And this is what we look forward to in Jesus Christ, the one who died for us, who rose for us, who ascended into heaven for us, and who, yes, will come again even for us. In his name, amen. The peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
sacrifice of thanksgiving and call on the name of the Lord.
O Lord, my strength, I love you.
Let us pray to our God, by whose word the heavens and earth that now exist are kept until the last day.
For the Holy Church, that God would give us grace to serve him with reverence and awe, and faith to endure to the end, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the pastors in our circuit, district, and synod, and for Bishop Johanna Poyola, that God would give them the words to testify to his love in Christ Jesus and the hope that is in them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the troubled in mind and spirit, that God would give them strength to cast every care on him and give them quietness of heart through a firm trust in Christ, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the lonely, that God would place them into the family of his church to find peace in Christ and fulfillment through loving service to their neighbors, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the leaders of our nation, that they may walk in the way of justice and truth, using the power vested in them to protect the weak and innocent, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our living nativity, that the Lord would unite us as we prepare, provide us with all that is needed to carry it through, and use us to make his salvation in Jesus Christ known, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For expectant mothers and the children they carry, especially Kaylee Phelps, that they come safely to the time of birth. For the hungry, that they would be filled with good things. For the unemployed and underemployed, especially Tom Connell, that they may find gainful employment. For the sick and those with health issues, especially Tom, Carlene Breen, Brian, Rick Silvestro, Bruce Bennett, Joanne Sundstrom, Rick and Lisa Crawford, Rick and Therese, that they may be healed. For those in hospice care, especially Jack Farabaugh, that they would die in Christ. For those who mourn, that they may be comforted. And for those who travel, that God would watch over them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For each person this day who receives Holy Communion, that with a repentant heart and faith, they would be worthy to receive Christ's body and blood this day, not to their judgment, but for their salvation. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
In thanksgiving for all who have departed this life in faith, that as we see the signs of our Lord's second coming, we would not lose heart, but remain faithful unto death and receive the crown of life. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who having created all things, took on human flesh and was born of the Virgin Mary. For our sake he died on the cross and rose from the dead to put an end to death, thus fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, 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 holy. who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Our psalm for today is Psalm 93. The Lord reigns. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed. He had put on strength as his belt. Yes, the world is established. It shall never be moved. Your throne is established from the old. You are from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up your voice. The floods lift up their roaring. Mightier than the thunders of many waters, mightier than the waves of the sea, the Lord is high, is mighty. Your decrees are very trustworthy. Holiness benefits your house, O Lord, forevermore. Glory be to the Father and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Thank you.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming, we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lord in his kingdom, which has no end, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Bless we the Lord.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.